Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Now, what is, how are you able to kind of forecast this far out, or at least somewhat project we could be in for a little bit of a rude awakening?
Don't worry. I won't hurt you. I only want you to have some fun.
Here is an announcement I have been meaning to say for weeks now. This is a film series here in lovely downtown Craryville, New York, in Columbia County, right there on Route 23 at the old Random Harvest, which is now the new Random Harvest store spot right there on Route 23 in Craryville. So Random Harvest has teamed up with Mumbet's Freedom Farm, and they do a lot of really awesome cultural events. They have some dance parties there. They really try to hold community space up there on the second floor. And they're doing a film series called Four Elements. Four Elements. That's right. Water, Earth, Fire, and Air. The next film coming up is the theme of Earth. And the movie is The Seeds of Vandana Shiva. This film will be shown February 17th at Random Harvest on the theme of Earth. And then in March, on March 10th, on the theme of Fire, is the movie Gather. And then in April, on the 14th of April, on the theme of Air, is Queen of the Sun.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you. Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Alachua, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Quintron's Weather Warlock, live stream of an analog drone synthesizer played by the weather, made by the New Orleans-based artist Quintron. You can listen to the Quintron Weather Warlock take the changes in weather at Wave Farm in Greene County and hear it anytime, 24 hours a day, at wavefarm.org/listen. Go to any WGXC.org webpage and click on the listen button to hear Quintron's Weather Warlock, turning the changes in precipitation and sunlight and wind and temperature into sound.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here with music from The Shaman, The Doors, Front 242, covers of Fine Young Cannibals, and Apoptogma Berserk, plus more. Now we start a Geek Speak catch-up. After several months of anticipation and speculation, James Gunn and Peter Safran announced their revamp of the DCU, or at least the first 10 projects, in the first chapter subtitled Gods and Monsters. Gunn noted a key distinction from the MCU will be that most of the heroes are already in operation in a world that's used to capes and cowls. First in films, the already announced Gunn-penned Superman reboot, subtitled Legacy, is scheduled for 2025, describing his take on the last son of Krypton as, quote, kindness in a world that thinks of kindness as old-fashioned. Surprising many, the new and canon Batman will debut in The Brave and the Bold and jump straight to introducing the Damian Wayne Robin, more or less adapting Grant Morrison's original comic. Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow will be based on the Tom King comic. Yeah, I know, Vision and Mr. Miracle, but sorry, can't forgive Heroes in Crisis. Anyway, it'll delve into the differences between her cousin, raised as a child in a stable loving environment, and Kara Zor-El, who spent her developmental years on a rock chipped off from Krypton, watching everyone around her die. The Authority, bringing in the Warren Ellis, Brian Hitch created Anti-Justice League to the big screen. And Swamp Thing, based more on the classic Alan Moore run and slated to end the first chapter. Logan and Dial Destiny auteur James Mangold quickly tweeted his hat into the ring, Deadline updating since that discussions have begun for it to follow his upcoming Bob Dylan biopic. Over on TV, the long-rumored Waller spinoff series, as Viola Davis's Ruthless Spymaster deals with the fallout from Peacemaker's conclusion. The second season of that still a go, but delayed. Lanterns, the revamped, previously planned Green Lantern TV series, will now focus on Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart investigating a true detective-esque mystery on Earth that'll play heavily into the overall story arc. Paradise Lost, a Game of Thrones take on the history and intrigue of Themyscira before Wonder Woman's birth. The animated Creature Commandos, following a government-created team of monsters and freaks that's included Frankenstein and G.I. Robot. This gun-penned version will definitely include Weasel and Rick Flagg Sr. from Suicide Squad. Back to live action, and greeted with a big shout of finally, a Booster Gold series bringing to life the tale of a disgraced future college football player who steals ancient superhero tech and a time machine to become a superhero in the modern age. Gunn repeated that some characters will be recast and others will continue with their previous portrayers, and that in canon animated series like Commandos are being cast with actors who could carry over into live action. He also decried the habit of studios for scheduling tentpole films before there's even a creative team. That's why the Superman movie is the only project with a date attached so far. And then he feels any kind of superhero fatigue is down to lack of care in the writing process, and mildly swiping at his former employer and the last decade of DC movies' habit of messy VFX-heavy third acts. Future installments and seasons of non-canon properties like the Reeves-Pattinson Batverse, the sequel now scheduled for October 2025, Joker Folie à Deux, the animated Harley Quinn, and the still-developing Ta-Nehisi Coates Black Superman film will now be under the Elseworlds banner. This presumably includes Constantine II, a spokesperson confirming it's still in the works. But the New Order has seen the end of most of the other ongoing TV shows, with Doom Patrol, Titans, and the all-forgotten Pennyworth canceled. The fate of the recently premiered Gotham Knights is unknown. Shakes Magic 8-Ball, outlook not good. But Gunn says Superman and Lois is expected to run one to two more seasons. Since the announcement, Gunn has of course had to debunk some other rumors, something he said he loves doing as part of making the DCU's creative process more transparent than Marvel's, describing the fan campaign to continue the Snyderverse on Netflix as wacky, as while they're talking to Netflix about some projects, there's no interest on their part in this, and the same goes for Snyder, who he's been in contact with and says is quite happy building his own worlds. Then came reports a new post-credits sequence for The Flash would reintroduce a different past Batman into the role going forward, Clooney being the heavy favorite, Gunn nipping that in the bud and reiterating there will be a new actor at the DCU Dark Knight. Speaking of Century Stand individual over huge scary cities, here's Pizzicato 5 with Statue of Liberty. We'll be right back. Statue of Liberty by Pizzicato 5. We heard Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet's instrumental They Don't Call Them Chihuahuas Anymore. Back over to the MCU, Grain of Salt time. Cosmic Circus claims the Incursion Strange was recruited by Clea to deal with in the Multiverse of Madness post-credits scene is from Earth 838, the Illuminati Earth, and will be dealt with in one of the upcoming Avengers movies. And an unseen surviving member of the Illuminati with a bone to pick with the Avengers will be none other than a returning Robert Downey Jr. as that versus Iron Man. This comes a week after the direct claim that there's talks of splitting Phase 6 / the Multiverse Saga's finale Avengers Secret Wars into two films, turning it into a trilogy along with the first part, the Kang Dynasty. Cosmic Circus also claims Deadpool 3 will lead directly into that, with Wade playing a major role. The second live-action series in Lord and Miller's side of the Spider-Man Sonyverse has been set. Variety report in Silk Spider Society will be followed by an untitled series based on Spider-Man Noir, the Depression-era variant voiced by Nicolas Cage in Into the Spider-Verse. Amazon's also looking at more indie comics to adapt. Above the Line reporting deals have been set to develop Matt Fraction's Sex Criminals and Kelly Sue DeConnick's Bitch Planet in series. The former dealt with a couple who, upon coupling, discover they can freeze time and set out to rob the bank one works at to save the other's library from closing down. Bitch Planet was a dystopian series about women sent to an off-planet prison for non-compliance. Setting up our next set, early reviews for Picard's final season are good, but that was generally true of the last two. I live in hope, though, and new showrunner Terry Metalis has said the door is open for continuation through spinoff, or, as P. Stu himself has said he's open to, more seasons or a return to film. Engaging into our next set, here's La Orchestra Cinematheque's take on the Picard theme.
Thank you.
After Little Orchestra Cinematique's version of the Picard theme, we heard Electrogenics' cover of Poptigma, Berserk's In This Together. Definitely not In This Together with anyone for the foreseeable future is Justin Roiland. The Rick and Morty core creator and Solar Opposites creator was revealed in mid-January to be facing two counts of felony domestic abuse related to a 2020 incident. Quickly, several other women came forward about lewd and harassing messages. Within weeks, his deal with 20th Television Animation was done, and all series, including the just-launched Koala Man, announced they were severing ties and recasting characters he voiced. The Hollywood Reporter since has posted an article boiling all this and more down. On the subject of a different disaster, the backlash against Velma's effort to Rick and Mortyize, Harley Quinnify, with a dash of missing the point attempts to Darianate the Mystery Inc. gang, has drawn more eyes to the show. The Wrap reported that Parrot Analytics found demand and viewership increased to near Wednesday levels, but clearly out of is it really that bad / bile fascination rather than oh thank heavens it's actually good. On to positive news, THR reports Hulu has greenlit the King of the Hill revival. Wonder Years producer Saladin Patterson, show running with creators Mike Judge and Greg Daniels back along with five surviving original cast members, Kathy Najimy, Stephen Root, Pamela Adlon, Johnny Hardwick, and Lauren Tom. Continuing with the revivals, THR has also broken that Disney has made a deal with Phineas and Ferb co-creator Dan Provenmire for two more seasons of The Boys' Summer Adventures, on top of announcing his reorganization and cut plans to pull Disney out of its doldrums. CEO Bob Iger also announced new theatrical installments for Toy Story, Zootopia, and Frozen. All right, let's take care of some business. Deadline reports Matthew McConaughey will voice the King in Netflix's Agent Elvis, an animated series created by Priscilla Presley and John Eddy, where the icon juggles rock and roll with being a secret agent. While at a screening for his Oscar-nominated stop-motion Pinocchio, Guillermo del Toro told The Telegraph he's developing a follow-up, adapting Kazuo Ishiguro's Arthurian fantasy novel, The Buried Giant. Now at the halfway point of Forgotten Geek on WGXC, here's a shaman with Christopher Mayhew Says. I think this is the most interesting thing I've ever
done. Years and years of heaveniness. Strange excursion in time.
Thank you.
Tragedy by Unknown Gender, preceded by Christopher Mayhew Says by The Shaman. Penultimate set begins with Apollo 100's follow-up Popcorn. Here's Lady Madonna.
wish I was. Girl of 16, be the queen of the magazine. I drive around in a great big car. I'd see the world as a great big dream. Scream. Well, I'm going over
That was the recent-ish released apparent last studio recording by The Doors, Paris Blues, for which we heard Apollo 100's Lady Madonna. To kick off our last set, here's the KMFDM mix of Front 242's Modern Angel. Today's final set began with the KMFDM mix of Modern Angel by Front 242, followed by Aesthetic Perfection's cover of She Drives Me Crazy. Thanks for listening. I'll return in 2 weeks with the second volume of One Hitters 1973. Stay safe as we go out with New Birth's cover of 1973's Wildflower, originally by Skylark.
She's faced the hardest times you could imagine. Many times her eyes fall back the teeth, Lord, Lord. And when her useful world was about to fall in, each time her slender shoulders fought the weight of all the fears, and a sigh of no one hears still rings in in her ear. Let her cry, for she's a lady. Let her dream, for she is a child. Let the rain fall down upon her. She's a free and gentle flower grow wild. And if by chance I should hold her, let me hold her for all time. And if I allowed just one possession, I would pick her from the garden to be mine.
See, I know you have it hard sometimes, but when you feel like you need me, or you can call me, you see, because I'll be somewhere around. You see, not only that, you see, I'll be your bridge over troubled waters. You see, the reason why I say this, baby, is because I love you, girl. I love you so much. Sometimes I can't even explain. You see, you're like a flower that blooms in any season. And that's why I like to say, you're my flower, baby. You're my flower. Ooh, baby. A flower. You're my flower. Flower. It's you, baby. It's you. It's you, baby, baby. Shoot, baby, shoot.